Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. Our Take Action Tuesday live studio audience is excited for our second special segment of March Madness, Maskless, Month of Makeovers, Motivation, and Marketing with our all-star partners focusing on health, wellness, and fitness, my favorite topics on planet Earth. Woohoo! Each week, we're tackling a different topic so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. And every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, we're adding a special segment to bring you the all-star team of our 115 partners of the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform to take action and laser focus on the week's topic. It's all about no more excuses. And now we've made it easier than ever to take action in only a few minutes a day and learn the messages that matter from the people you need to know about while making a difference in your lives, the lives of others, and especially your community. Everything you need is listed on our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. To get started on your great awakening journey, listen to episode 171, where I give a quick overview of our special March Madness Maskless Month. That's 31 days. Of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. It's time for Mo, in every aspect of our lives, except for those dirty masks. You can find the episode at the top of our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. That's episode 171, or on your favorite podcast player. You're going to need to take out a pen and paper. Yes, boys and girls, a pen and paper, since you need to write down what you want to change, what you want to do, learn, how you want to get involved in your community and what's important to you, etc. And then you need to take action to make a schedule when you are going to make time to take the action step to make those items happen. It has to become part of your daily routine, your lifestyle. It has to become a habit, which, as we all know, takes 21 days. So that's why we're giving you 31, since we all tend to fall off the wagon, including myself. I've been doing that weekly since January. That's kind of why I created this month, because I said, if I'm doing it and I'm getting all these great partners telling me how I'm supposed to be doing everything much better and why, you guys would be right there with me. So if I make an example and an arse out of myself by doing all these things and sharing them with you, especially this week with health, wellness, and fitness, well, this is going to be one heck of an episode. Maybe you will jump on the train and join me to make some big changes in your life. Now, the reason why we're writing it down is because it is scientifically proven that when you write things down, it becomes much more a likelihood to be a success and a reality. Let's talk about the topics during our March Maskless Madness Month. Week one, which we had last week, personal improvement and growth. You can check it out on episode 173. Week two, health, wellness, and fitness. Today and Thursday, my favorite topics ever on the planet Earth. Week three, community awareness, action, and faith. Week four, business and marketing success. Week five, personal and business coaching. It is week two, and today's topic is on episode 176, health, wellness, and fitness, delivered by two of our all-star partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. The good people doing good business and good things. Mr. Mark Zimmerman, total body fitness using nothing other than your body. So forget that gym. Wendy Michelle, reclaim your health so you can finally live whole, healthy, and free. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All right, I'm laughing in my head right now for what you're about to experience. So you know that I Love the cut and paste songs to make you think, motivate, and inspire you. So since this week is all about fitness, the first one that came to my mind was Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John. Have any of you listened to this song or watched the video as an adult? Well, for me, today was the first time, and to my surprise, even though the video had men working out with Miss Newton-John, it has nothing to do with exercise. Nothing. It's a dirty song. I would have loved to have a picture of my face when I heard her say, "I took you to an intimate restaurant, then to a suggestive movie. There's nothing left to talk about unless it's horizontally." Horizontally. So I did the visual. I went vertical. What the?
Saying all the things that I know you'll like. Make a good conversation. I gotta handle you just right. You know what I mean. I took you to an intimate restaurant. Then to a suggestive movie. There's nothing left to talk about. Let it horizontal.
Animal in me? Like, wait, wait a minute. This doesn't sound like anything something Sandra D would sing, Olivia.
This goody two shoes makes me want to bark.
Look at me, I'm Sandra D. Lousy with virginity. Won't go to bed till I'm legally wed. I can, I'm Sandra D. Watch it.
Hey, I'm Doris.
Wow, great movie. Let's Get Physical came out in 1981 and I was 8. I sang that song all the time. It's about physically getting on top of another person, not exercise. And the video is filled with gay men. I was 8 years old. The web of lies. See what I mean when I say all the false authorities, the 11 bigs, the big media, aka big stream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment. Big entertainment. See what they do? They're brainwashing 8-year-olds. Big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. They've been lying to us for decades. My God, I was 8. I wonder if my parents even knew what that song was about. Oh, I don't have an exercise song for you today, just an important life lesson on how the real world works. Wow, pretty, which seriously would have wished to have seen a picture of my face when I heard her say intimate restaurant and I realized it was about physically being on top of another person. Wow. And the real funny part of all this is yesterday when I was prepping for the show with Wendy, I text her, this is what I text her. Just wait until tomorrow. We're going to get physical, meaning exercise. Well, now that I know what the song means, the poor girl probably thought I was hitting on her. Oh, gosh, God. Funny morning. No more excuses is a theme for the month, guys. It's time to rip off those dirty masks, reclaim your freedoms, get back to normal, take action, and reopen America. Let's get this show on the road. Today's topics on episode 176, health, wellness, and fitness, my favorite. To kick off week 2 of March Madness Maskless Month, are in our all-star partners, is Mark Zimmerman, functional fitness and yoga coach and the creator of RIP 30, which I did this morning. Probably why I'm still out of breath when I did it about 2 hours ago. His unique holistic approach revolves around total body fitness using nothing other than your body. So forget the gym, people. Give him a round of applause. He's going to get this party started. Mark, what did you think about my discovery today about the Let's Get Physical song?
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually. I know the song. I listened to it when I was a child in Germany, and I always heard it in my mom's radio, and I didn't know the lyrics, so that was probably better.
Yeah, much better. That's better. Have you listened to it as an adult by any chance?
I have, but I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics, I must say. Now, you shared it with me. Now I know. It's nothing to do with fitness, unfortunately.
No, not at all.
But
not
another
even
good,
close.
Topic, though, for sure.
No. So we can, if the video starts trending, now we know. People jumped on to see what the visual was. And that you need to see that. It's like about 3/4 to the end, and you just go, my 1981, and then just picture 1981 in your head. You'll have to watch it today. It's like two and a half minutes. I watched it 5 times this morning because I just couldn't believe it. So let's talk RIP 30. Let's talk about working out and not going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think I'm still out of breath from doing it this morning. And of course, I only did the baby one. I literally, I'm not trying to scare people that it's hard. It just proves how out of shape I am. And I'm being totally honest because I said I have to be on full disclosure for other people to get motivated enough to do something. So I want them to feel that they're not alone. There are other people out there like me who have procrastinated for so long. So it's going to take a little bit of effort. It's going to take a little bit of, I don't want to say pain, to get back in the swing of things, but it doesn't take long, right? Maybe like after 3 or 4, you kind of get a little bit more in the groove and then you catch the bug. Is that kind of what you're thinking? I mean,
exactly.
I wouldn't say think back to when you were out of shape, which is probably so long ago you don't remember, but the feedback from your clients is more like it takes just a few times and then you really start to see the difference, or you even feel a little bit of progress and it makes you feel better about doing it the next day rather than throwing in the towel and pulling out the cheese nips.
Absolutely. Yeah, a note from most of my clients, when we talk the first time, they always tell me, yeah, I thought about getting in shape for so long. It took me months to actually call you up, and now I'm here, which is completely normal. But that's why we fitness professionals have actually a profession, so we can help people to get a program going, to get a routine going. And once it's established, once the accountability is there, which is the most important part in my eyes, then nobody has a problem anymore. Then we really can actually focus on creating a habit. And at some point, they created it and they never lose track of that.
And the exercises that I did this morning, they're simple. They're mm-hmm. they're not difficult. It's not heavy lifting. At some point, I remember that I was actually able to do them without effort. So I want people to be encouraged that there's hope. Like I said, I started with the baby one because for me, it's time, right? And I've made that as a full reality check for people, and I have a feeling that's with them too. But if I encourage anybody who actually can carve out immediately the 30 minutes a day, which shouldn't be that difficult, but it just depends on what's going on in your world. I would encourage you to start with the 30 minutes. But if you really can't, you can start with the baby program, the one that I'm doing, just because of the time management and the lack of time. But I would rather see people jump into the 30 just because they're going to see more results. Would you agree that that's something that you would encourage too, if they can? I mean, but I don't want time to be a factor. Remember, this is all about taking action.
Exactly.
And no excuses. We're eliminating every possible excuse. So if somebody says, I don't have 30, I say, well, you have 11. So no, you have to have 11. There has to be 11 because I think we calculated there's 440, 1,440 minutes in a day, I think you can carve out 11. Even I can carve out 11.
11 or 30, exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I want to talk about two things. One is obviously the time, but then it's also most people hesitate to sign up for anything because they don't know. They might not know where their fitness level is. They don't know if they even can do it. And that's why we created a program that is actually doable for everybody. We have people all ages, pretty much all levels, from 25 years old to 70 years old, that actually went through the program and they were able to do it. And that was the most important for me to see, hey, I can get people fit no matter what age they are, no matter what level they are. Because in the past, I had clients that were already at a really good level, and that's obviously kind of an easier approach for a coach, but I wanted to take it a little bit back further and see people that haven't worked out for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, doesn't matter how long they didn't work out. I want to make them fit. I want to have them accomplish their goals, get them fitter, move better in general. And they were actually able to do it because of the approach that we took. And that was always the most exciting feeling for me as a coach, to see everybody could get fit with the program.
And you gave modifications during several of them. So I am nowhere near my goal of Christy Noem arms and Christy Noem arm exercises. So the push-ups for me was quite funny to watch. See, I think I might have to do a behind-the-scenes camera, because the enjoyment of people watching me try to do a push-up, even in the modified version, would have inspired them to say, oh, I can even do that. So I think my lack
Absolutely.
Of the
yeah.
ability would have – maybe what you can do is you can do a satire version where you just show me, like, trying my hardest to do it, right? And I go in the corner and it'll mm-hmm. inspire people and make them feel better about them being able to do it. When they're like, oh, look at that one. That one can barely get back up. So like I said, I'm just wow. trying to encourage people that you've got to take the steps. You've got to start with something. Doing it on your own obviously doesn't work, because you would have already done it. I mean, we're at March 9th. Okay, we're at March 9th. Resolutions went out the door for exercise first, and that was January. The rest of them fell by the wayside mid-February. We're trying to get everybody restarted again to take those action items. So you have to go and follow along with somebody and then make it a routine. That's why you structured it for the 30 days, correct?
Correct. And I really want to implement like a lifestyle, right? You really want to commit to that lifestyle, because that's harder to lose, right? When you commit to a lifestyle that on one level you move a little bit more, on another level you eat better, and you commit to that lifestyle, you can create the habit actually easier, because you know, this is what I'm doing right now, and this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. That doesn't mean you're going to do the program until the rest of your life, but you started it and you actually implemented the habit of moving again, of working out again, of eating better, of maybe sleeping better. And there's so many people, they always ask me, hey, when can I actually see the results? When can I actually lose the pounds that I want to lose? And obviously that always depends on each individual. But for me to see in the first week, in the first 2 weeks, there might not be a physical change yet, or much of a physical change yet, but the feeling people have in the first week, in the second week, it's such a difference, because that's important to create too. It's also about the mindset, right? If I feel better about myself, I'm highly to keep the routine. It's easier for me to keep the habit going. And then at some point, when you have the physical change, you'll never lose that. You'll keep going.
I like that you use the word movement, and I want to focus on that for a minute, because obviously been working very hard since you showed up on this show and Wendy showed up on this show and Fitz showed up on the show, all of you pretty exercised people, to change my poor attitude toward this area of my life. So I don't know if I should thank you or hate you, but we'll talk about that another time. I want to focus on movement because what I was always, and most people are concentrating on, is losing weight. I think that that's the wrong approach to it. It's getting back into some sort of movement and having, and I don't even want to say exercise. Okay. You know, we dummied it down and say, you know, well, just go ahead and go for a walk. That's low effort. People aren't even doing that. Okay. So I want to just focus on the movement and get some of your comments on that, because once you have progress, right, we all need to see progress. We have, as we learned and say on this show many, many times, we have the attention span of 8 to 9 seconds, which is a goldfish. So we want to see something immediate. We are not going to see pounds drop off immediately. You're not going to see your pants fit differently the next day. But if you did a couple of those, I hate the burpees. So I'm not even going to use that word. That's like my least favorite thing. And for people who don't know it, once you try one, it's horrible. But I have to say, full disclosure, the last time that I actually was in a structured regimen exercise, I did one of those body fit things. I went every single day. It was 5 years ago. Okay. 5 years ago. So like I'm saying, everybody, if I can do this, you all can jump on this train. So what happened was, yes, I wanted to, you know, lose weight and I wanted to get physically fit, but there were so many other benefits for it. But the weight obviously didn't come right away. But what was the most rewarding that actually kept me going back the next day, because I had to go somewhere, which is half the battle, right? That's why I like yours, because you don't have to go to a gym. The thing that I got the most reward from was when I was able to not get dizzy, not get to the point where I almost felt like I was going to throw up and had to go splash water in my face. And I could actually, got the exercises, I was able to do more, or I was able to stretch a little further, or I was able to last a little bit longer with only in a day or 2 or 3 days. So by having that increased movement and getting your body back into what it's used to be doing, you know, what it's supposed to be doing. We're supposed to, you know, gathering berries and chop, you know, killing beasts and wood and all that. We're supposed to be out doing those things. We're not designed to be behind a desk or a microphone or any of that kind of stuff. So focus on the movement and getting yourself and seeing those results rather than the weight, the scale. And it'll give you that incentive to take it to the next step and keep doing it. So can you comment on that based on your personal experience and also on your clients, where we want people to reposition their mindset on what they are determining as their success levels?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk a little bit about the word itself, fitness, right? What is fitness? Fitness is just basically a performance of physical level that we can do daily tasks without an issue, right? And how many people have actually a problem doing those tasks? And I come back to one of my early clients. He was a grandfather really early on, but he was not in good shape. He couldn't he couldn't move properly. He was really like stiff. He couldn't even bend over to grab his grandson, right? And he came to me, hey, could you help me with movement? I was getting fitter because I really want to enjoy my grandchild, and I can't do that right now. I can't play with him because I'm not fit enough. So, and that's another reason, right? It's not about running a marathon, or it's not about doing 100 pull-ups in 5 minutes. That's not about fitness. Fitness is about really going through your daily tasks without an issue, going to the grocery store, carrying 10 bags up to flight of stairs without an issue. And that's what fitness is. If you cannot do that, and especially when it's going in a relatively not progressive way, going down, right, year by year, and you're not able to do that, you're losing quality of life. And fitness and training keeps you at that quality of life and even gets you in a better quality of life, and you're able to do your daily tasks without any problem. And that's to me the essence of fitness.
That's a great explanation, and I like the example that you used about, you know, getting out of pain, because, you know, I can tell you right now, a couple of years ago, I started having lower back pain, which came out of nowhere. I mean, I had scoliosis surgery where you have two steel rods and you're like soldered to like plumbing, it looks like in my x-rays, to my spine back when I was in eighth grade. And back then they didn't really have physical therapy, but I was extremely healthy and athletic, so I didn't necessarily need any physical therapy, but never had any back issues. Well, mm-hmm. You get older, right? I'm like, all of a sudden mid-40s come and I got back problems. I got lower back problems, and it's not comfortable. And part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, my core isn't as strong as it should be. So, you know, you've got to think bigger picture when it comes to fitness. And it's more than just about losing, you know, being an ideal weight or fitting in a certain clothes sizes or looking a certain way. Because if I know that if I focus on getting my core stronger, that's going to help with my lower back pain. So if I can, you know, if I can get my body where it needs to be in a position where it's supporting itself properly, which how many tens of millions of people have lower back pain, probably most likely because they don't have that strong core, then I can eliminate any other problems that I have that somebody else doesn't have that might be adding to the fact of why I now have lower back pain. So I can almost, you know, almost even out the playing field. Do you want to comment on lower back pain and core? Cause I know that that's a lot of people do have those issues. People need reminders. And I know that I repeat myself on this show a lot when it comes to different topics. And that's why I want you guys to come on once a month. And I keep saying some things over and over because we need that reminder. Even sometimes we need it every day. And
yeah, absolutely.
It has to be like ingrained in our brain that we almost are able to the point where we can repeat it. So comment on that just for a little bit, because I think it's important.
Yeah, exactly. Especially lower back pain or pain in general. There's millions and millions of people here in the U.S. and around the world, especially with the lifestyle we are having currently with sitting a lot. Usually the jobs are sitting down in front of a computer or doing something seated, and that really affects the spine in a big way. And not just the spine, I don't want to go too far and too deep into it, but let's take a look at lower back pain, which millions and millions of people have currently. And we're not supposed to sit, right? We're moving creatures. We need to be moving throughout the day. And when we sit for 8 to 10 hours, then the spine has bad posture, and through the bad, because of a bad posture, we get pain, and like worse things with the spine. I don't want to go too deep into it, but what is really important regarding fitness, and that's what athletes do the whole time. Athletes work on their fitness because of injury prevention. And with regular people, people that are not athletes right now that want to work out, we need to work on the fitness that we don't have pain. And that's one aspect of fitness too. To work on your spine, to work on your joints, that they're actually stable and you can use them until the rest of your life. Because if you have pain, you lose on quality of life again, and then the rabbit hole again, it goes down, right? And that's what we want to go against. With easy things, again, 30 minutes a day should be enough to have a healthy body, to have a good moving body, to really have no pain in the body when you do the right things. And that's what I'm working on with my clients.
And you're having success. Because obviously, you're good at what you do. Besides, you look great. You know, the thing that I want to, this is totally off topic, but I brought this up and I asked Wendy about it the other day. I was watching the videos and I was doing a little bit extra deep dive research into you and the program over the past couple of days. So yeah, I'm bringing it onto our platform and I'm doing it myself. So I wanted to really, you know, figure out all what's it's all about. And I noticed that you took a Sharpie and there was, you didn't wash it off. It was on your forearm. And then you had it also on your lower hip. There was some, it looks like you wrote on, with something with a Sharpie, but you didn't wash it off. Did you intentionally do that? Or was markings? There was something written on your body. Something I noticed there was a Sharpie. And I asked Wendy because I noticed she had some Sharpie marks where I thought maybe she was working lab, you know, before the photo shoot. She didn't realize that she had left a mark on her arm. And then I realized, okay, you drew on yourselves, which is, you know, that's totally fine. But I thought it was interesting that all these fitness, healthy people always seem to draw on themselves. So what did your drawing mean?
My drawing?
You drew on yourself. But only healthy people draw on themselves because I'm finding that that's something you guys have in common. I mean, you're all good looking, you all have great bodies and you all draw on yourself. So I was just wondering, because she told me what she meant when she drew on herself with the Sharpie. I just wanted to know what your Sharpie drawing was that's on your arm.
My Sharpie drawing on my arm is actually, it's a tattoo.
I know, and it's a tattoo. I'm just trying to paint the picture for the audience, but it's funny that you all do the same thing.
I have a few actually on my forearms and on my hand I have the Hawaiian Islands, the Hawaiian Islands is a big part of my life. I lived there for 6 years. That's where I started my fitness career in the U.S. And I have so many friends and I'm still super connected to the islands. That's one. And then secondly, on my forearm, I have the first two pillars of yoga, which is, the first two pillars of yoga, which are eight limbs of yoga. I don't want to go too deep into that either, but these are the two tattoos that I have on myself. And that's probably what you meant.
So you didn't expect that. See, if I'm going to listen to you, right, and I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to follow your instructions and I'm going to stare at you for 30 minutes every single day, I need to know a little bit about you, especially if I'm staring at these drawings.
Absolutely.
That you wrote on yourself. I need to know these things. And I'm sure the audience would like to know a little bit more about you too. I mean, you know, you're guiding me on this journey, dude. So, you know, like what, if I didn't like you, I'd be like, I'm not going to listen to him. I don't care what he looks like. He's not a nice guy, but you are a nice guy. So I'm just trying to blend a little bit of expertise and what you do and your personality.
Absolutely. And I like tattoos in general. I have five tattoos on my body, but especially the one with yoga means a lot to me because I went through a tough time in Germany in my mid-20s, and yoga helped me big time to go through it. And then I became a yoga teacher as well. I have the certification, 200-hour yoga certification, yoga teacher training. Yoga is tremendous in that way, where I really worked on my mind, worked on my mental capacity, on breathing, and then obviously on the physical aspect too. It's an unbelievable movement philosophy and philosophy in general, how to live your life. And that's why it was so important for me to always have this reminder on my arm. And that's basically why I did it.
So that's great. I just want a personal story. That's all. Just bringing it all back home full circle. It's kind of what we do, you know, on this platform. You've been around the block. You know how it works here. So what we're going
to
do, okay, this is what we're doing. I've committed to doing this, and I'm telling everybody that I have to start with the baby one just because of time. I encourage everyone to try carving out the 30 minutes, and that's going to be the Ripped 30 program. We're adding it to our platform. Okay, so now it's becoming part of our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. Now, I haven't talked about this in a while, and the reason I haven't is because when I found out how evil Amazon was, there is a whole portion of the marketplace that involves Amazon. So I haven't been promoting it because I don't want you to use Amazon, and I'm discouraging you from using all these big tech and a big box and big conglomerates. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. So if you do go to the marketplace, you'll see where the Amazon is. Just don't use that if you don't have to. But we're going to add Mark's program, which is the RIP 30 program, to it. Now, this whole platform, which for those of you who are familiar with it, anytime that you go buy a product or service that's listed on it, and they're all from well-known brands and services and companies and websites, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners serving vets, pets, and kids. So that way you can actually buy something that you're going to buy anyway. You get a donation is generated to an organization and you're going to help other people. So basically the concept simple, you click, you buy, you make a difference. So you can help people and help yourself, and it doesn't cost you any extra money, and you don't have to make a donation. It's all included in all that. You're not paying any extra, and a lot of the times you end up getting a discount. So we're going to add Mark's program to it. I reserved the website everythinghomeripped30.com today. I didn't get a chance to set it up the proper way. It'll be done by the end of today, and it's going to be, this is a big one because Mark's such a giving guy. 20% of the purchase price is going to be donated to the nonprofits on our platform helping vets, pets, and kids. So if that's an incentive for you to actually get physically fit, well, if you need another one, then there's another one. So we'll talk about that more, but I just kind of wanted to throw that out there, and everything will be done by the end of today. So anyone who listens to this on a replay, go check it out. It'll be at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You click the marketplace tab. It'll be on the health. It'll be on the, I'm going to stick it up towards the top of the homepage. But Mark is going to be donating 20%. And the price of the RIPT 30 is only $197, and that's lifetime, right, Mark? Lifetime membership and inclusion?
That is lifetime. Yeah, exactly. You'll never lose the access of the program. You'll always get updates, free updates from us. And, yeah, you can do it until you don't want to do it anymore. And I have clients, actually, it's funny. It's funny. They started last summer, and they kept on going, and that's where you actually see most of the results when you actually repeat the program and actually get better at the movements, at the exercises, and implement that again. And I really love what we put together with giving back 20%. That's amazing. That was actually your idea, Michelle, and I totally agree that this is a really big opportunity for us to give back.
Yeah, and I think, thank you so much for kind of approaching me and saying, hey, I kind of got an idea. And I went, you know, I have a marketplace. You said, you have a what? I said, I know, I haven't talked about it because I got to get rid of the Amazon people. But they're not ideal. When people go to the marketplace tab on the website, they'll see what I mean. It's just that, like you said, I didn't want to be a hypocrite, but everything will be resolved here by the end of the week on the bigger stuff. So we'll be talking about it more often. But I want, thank you so much for agreeing to be a part of it. And one other thing, what did I want to, I wanted to bring up one other thing. I lost my train of thought. You're coming back on tomorrow. You're coming back on tomorrow. So you'll have your 7 minute, and you know, I go over a little bit, 8 minute spot. So we'll talk a little bit more specifics about the program.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that, oh, this is what I wanted to say. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot, and then I'll let you, and close it, because I want to jump to Wendy and get her enough time for her segment today. Now, because if anyone who is part of this platform, who listens to this show and you sign up for the program, Mark is going to give you a little extra attention. So if you have any specific questions or anything that, you know, you need a little extra help with, I'm don't hate me for this. But if what I want you to do is before we give out, or you can contact him, I think, through the website, or if not, then just send us a message or send him a message on social media or in the post or however people communicate that way. You know, notice I'm not that great on the social media. Let him know that you heard about him on the show, and he'll give you a not like a free session. There's no free sessions or anything, but he'll give you some attention. Like you can ask him a couple questions or something. So he'll make something special for anybody.
Absolutely.
That was
we'll
him through the show.
Absolutely.
So I'm making this up right now. So we'll come up with something that they get a little special attention because they heard about you here. So Anything else you want
to
share?
I'm always excited to hear from people, and I'd love to help. That's my main goal here with doing fitness, with providing service, and always reach out. Never hesitate to reach out, and I'm here to help. And if you want to, you can go to Michelle's marketplace, or just visit my website, completethechallenge.com. It's completethechallenge.com, and I'm happy to help you.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll come up with a little special something, but, you know, we want to keep it personal. You know, you're a partner on the program. I just want people to feel that they're not buying into or getting another on-demand exercise program where they have no idea who this person is, and then there's no support, there's no nothing. I mean, this is all about success. This is all about a community. This is all about people working together that are like-minded. So you get a little extra attention, and it's, you're not just stuck. You're not the number here on the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace platform. So you're not just
Absolutely.
The number. You're a person. You're a part of the thing. So, Mark, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. RIP 30.
Thank you
I'm
so going
to get there. I'm going to get there. And then I'll get to the point where maybe I will too take out a Sharpie and draw on myself when I am ready to show off my Sharpie. you've got to be ready to show off the Sharpie though. You got to get to it's all in stages. So tomorrow we will, we'll talk to you live tomorrow. So thanks again, my friend. You're a great partner.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you
You're welcome, my friend. All righty. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. My favorite week. Oh, let's see, 12:41. I told Wendy I was going to bring her on at 12:33. All right, I did what I wanted to share with you guys. You know, this format that is not in my five guests where things are just blowing through real, real quick and I'm just throwing a bunch of information out for you. This is a little unconventional because we only started it last week. So I'm not going to normally get in the things I normally get in, but I do want to mention that tomorrow at 6 p.m. out in Queen Creek at the Queen Creek. Why would they do that? Put a Q and a C. Well, it's Arizona. We're not that bright here. Remember, Mayor Corruption County? We're not that bright. Queen Creek Botanical Gardens, Mike Lindell and We the People AZ Alliance, which is our buddy and partner Shelby Bush. They're the ones who are doing the recall of all the corrupt politicians, the elected elite here in America, Corruption County, and the state. Doug Ducey, he's on the list. They're having a big event, and it's the Mike Lindell and We the People AZ Alliance Election Integrity, Faith, and Freedom event. Mike Lindell, Matt Couch, Mindy Robinson, Pastor Brian Gibson, Congressman Paul Gozer, and a bunch more passionate patriots. I'm going to be going there. Wendy said she's coming. Y'all, Shelby will be there. So if you can make it, go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. There's a whole section for Arizona, and on there, if you see AZ events, I stuck it there. It'll get you through to the website for Shelby, and the tickets are free. That's tomorrow from 6 to 9. All right, let's bring on my next guest. Let's bring on my next guest. Oh, this is going to be fun. attitude. Okay, I'm excited. This is going to be my favorite segment of the day. Wendy Michelle, she's a precision wellness warrior, food formulator, and passionate inventor who's helping people reclaim their health so you can finally live whole, healthy, and free. Keep in mind, the future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Round of applause. Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm out of my normal format, so it's like a fish out of water. It's a little different, and I'm trying to kind of figure out what works, and this is only the second time we did it, and I still think I went a little too long, but, you know, it is what it is. It's already in the past. Can't change it now, and I'm not going to edit it, so what are you going to do? So did you listen to the intro of the show by any chance?
I did not get to, I got in just as Mark was beginning to speak. So I missed the intro, unfortunately.
Oh, you missed the best part. Okay. So I can't,
sure.
well, Well, you were mentioned in it, but you have to listen to the intro. So I can't bring up. I had a couple little things reserved as I was writing it because I was like, oh, if she listens to it, then we could joke about it. But obviously, you'll catch it on the replay, and then you will laugh out loud once you hear it. So that's your homework assignment. Okay. When you finish this, you have to just listen to the entire intro. All right.
Noted.
So let's focus. Yeah. Write that down with your Sharpie. You, like I said, you fitness people, you all like to write on yourselves. Yourselves. Yeah. Now, did you want to tell everyone what you wrote on yourself?
Yeah, I may as well. Right. On my arms, I wrote a quote. I am not afraid. I was born to do this. And it's a quote from Joan of Arc. And it just made sense because one of the ways that I keep myself motivated in life is I like to use Sharpies on sticky notes. And they're all over my house and they're in my car. And it's just, quotes, things that motivate me and remind me of what I'm doing, some days why I'm doing it. They're just really important. And that one has come up in my life so many times that I just decided to make it permanent.
Perfect. Yeah. See, that's real. See, that's what I like. Yeah. I like when the guests aren't coming up with, these speeches or these taglines or, a lot of times they go on a show, they go through their rehearsed speech, plug the same crap over and over and over. We don't do that here. I mean, obviously, everybody's got to make a living, right? Everybody's got to do something. Here, we don't do that. We want to get to know everybody because, like I keep saying, we're a community. We're a family. You guys come on once a month, and some of you come on more often, especially during this all-star tour, and everybody gets to know everybody. I mean, like I said, if I'm going to be listening to you, like I said, Mark, if I'm going to listen to you on my little exercise thing, I need to like you, and I want to get to know who this person is. I just don't want them to be a phantom thing on a video. And like for you, you're taking everything to the next step with me here on my precision wellness plan, amongst other things. And I need to know kind of how you tick or who you are. I like to get to know the person if I'm going to listen to you as you are turning my whole world upside down here, my dear.
Yeah, it's important. So, that's what we're for. And that's why eventually influencers came about, right? It's supposed to be about not just an influencer that you have no connection to, but really about people you trust and having the people in your life to advise you that you have a level of respect and rapport with, which is only really gained by getting to know someone. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up influencer, okay? Because you're in an industry that is driven more so, which we've talked about before, by vanity, and it's driven by big money, big pharma, and big bad people who promise all these great things with maybe a magic pill or a quick fix or, even the influencers. You pull back the veil on most of those people, they're a bunch of hypocrites and they're full of it. And they're, they're there for a sponsorship, maybe just because they held up the product next to their pretty face and took a photo. So influencer, you got to be careful on who you believe or the products that you buy, because how many times have people said, take some vitamins and by the time you pee them out, everything's gone. So you might have peed on your money. It's like, what's the point? So it really matters. And the thing that it's true, right? Isn't that what I've learned all this? I've learned all this because I've decided to pay attention. I had my own great awakening. And when I found out all of the people, the false authorities, the 11 bigs that I've been paying attention to, like we all have for all these years, all they do is they lie to us. They misrepresent. Mm-hmm. They want us to buy things. The products are not that good of quality. I mean, the difference between regular food and organic and products and all this other stuff. And when you and I had talked originally, that all of that is basically what you are against and have been against since you're like 15. So you were kind of ahead of the curve. I mean, you're in my bracket. You're obviously younger. So you've been in that mindset for, 30 years now? And I mean, that's pretty pioneering. You got to give yourself credit there for being against the curve, swimming upstream like a big salmon to convince people that the way they're doing it and what's really going on is not the way it should be, because that's probably why they're not having success. So do you want to kind of give us a little bit of info on you and why you are different than all these other scam artists and people that are just plugging their stuff and blah, blah, blah?
Sure. I've always just, I can remember being very small and really questioning things. And I think that got me in trouble a lot back then. And that hasn't changed too much even now. Gets me in trouble a lot still. But I just, you know, I just feel like there's a logic and a rationale to things, because from like a scientific perspective, as I observed things, even as a child, that, well, that doesn't really make sense. Despite the fact that I was being told this is how we do things or this, I still would be like, well, you know, I don't really get it. And so as I started getting into fitness and stuff, and wellness, nutrition, I just didn't really read anything. I just thought it was more effective to actually apply something in a true scientific method on my own body and then with some of my clients to see what would happen when these things were removed or added in. And I consistently saw that what was being presented as the proper diet or the way to do things or how to lose weight, those were the opposite of what I was finding to be true in application. And this was, you know, before I even turned 20, I was kind of playing around with food and how it affected the body. And I thought it was so awesome. I was like, this is so cool that if I eat like this, my body does this. And if I eat like that, my body does that. I was like, what a fun life experiment to be in. We have like a physical representation of how you're treating yourself, right? Like you can actually create certain appearances based on the different factors and different methods of nutrition and supplementation. So anyway, I've always been that way. But then as I got into it more as a profession and I got into factories for food manufacturing, which I do, and I got into, you know, clinical settings for advanced wellness and precision wellness type integrative medicine practices, I started seeing that a lot of this stuff and the way that they were marketing is so very driven just based on the aesthetics or based on the superficial. But there was not a lot of results, you know, for people long term. And then in the food industry, it's like what they were putting on the labels is absolutely not what was being put in the mixing bowl as far as, you know, healthy or good for you. And I just kept seeing, and I have seen consistently over my lifetime, but what's being presented to the people and what's being done behind the scenes. It's like the Wizard of Oz. And I've just been fortunate because of the different elements of health that I've been in professionally to see behind that curtain, industry after industry after industry, and then also see the proof they're selling isn't working, because I've been in it, like you said, over, and I've had the mindset at least of it and understanding for over 30 years, and people are still struggling. We still have more new books, right? So why is that? Because what's being presented is superficial versus what the real solutions are. The way we're designed to be, feel awesome all the time, you know, be strong, have free thought, you know, be connected as a community, all that stuff that we're supposed to be. And it's so possible.
But that's not how things have been portrayed, or that's not necessarily, you know, the big guys don't get, they need volume. There's no money in that. So that's why they don't do it, you know, and as we've learned in 2020, they all work together on the inside. We just are starting to figure this out. So you've got your big pharma is working with your big business, who is putting in what the GMOs. So then all of a sudden, right, now that your food is not getting the supplements, or you're not getting the supplements from the food that you need. So all of a sudden we need organic, but it was all organic until somebody made it unorganic. So Right. Now we got to buy organic, which costs more. But if you're not getting organic, then you're either getting something bad on it, or in it, or, you know, they're throwing in steroids because they need to make a chicken instead of 6 months. They got to make the chicken in 6 weeks. So then you're like, oh, all right, well, let me just hurry it up with the chickens. So next thing you know, God only knows what's in the chicken. And then we eat that, and then it goes into us. And then all of a sudden, then Big Pharma is like, hey, we can help you. We got the pill. We got the chemo. We got all the stuff you need. So you're like, well, you know, it's like, remember the theory of the hot dogs and the buns? You know, two guys, you'd say, well, why can't the two guys get together? Because you always have too many hot dogs and not enough buns. And then you, once you buy the extra buns, then you got too many buns and not enough hot dogs. And they're like, why don't they get together and do like eight hot dogs and eight buns? And I said, no, they did get together. they did get together. They said, why would we each do eight? So then they don't buy more of each. And then something's left over. And they're like, well, we only have two buns. Well, honey, can you stop and get some more hot dogs? And then another thing of buns, because we never have enough buns for the hot dog. So you see what I mean? They did get together.
That's exactly
they didn't get together. No, guys, they did. They did. That was the plan.
Yeah.
It's never supposed to be, never supposed to make sense for us, make sense for them.
Right. That's exactly what what you were saying about the FDA. I don't know who ever thought that was a good idea to put them under the same classification. The food and the drugs should be together. I'm not sure how that ever made sense to anybody, but that's one thing that I've always questioned is, they should be two completely separate entities. But anyway, nonetheless, yes, it's very easy to spot the cycle, especially when you look at, the history of diets and this influx of, food sensitivities, gut health, leaky gut, all these things, you can almost immediately tie them back to when glyphosates, when the Roundup was actually increased significantly and is now in our air, in our water, in our food. And really, glyphosate, which is Roundup, which is a pesticide is essentially an antibiotic. So every time you're eating food, you're getting antibiotics, which is suppressing your immune system so that you're unable to fight off, random viruses that show up. So there's a whole element to it on one side of the coin. But from my perspective, I teach people that they still have the ability to be empowered. They still can feel awesome, and they actually do not need to be a victim of the system if they don't want to be.
I never thought about the Food and Drug Administration being under the same umbrella. I just realized that you pointed that out. Mm-hmm. Food and drug. I've always just thought it was odd that it was ATF, alcohol, tobacco, which you're like, okay, that's party on, cool, fun. And then firearms. I'm like, I don't take a firearm to go party. You know what I mean? So I never understood why you put those three together. So I'm like, I don't smoke and drink and shoot shit. I don't know. No, I don't see how those get together. But your analogy was pretty interesting. I didn't see that. And I didn't realize that the pesticide actually works to suppress your immune system because it works as an antibiotic. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's essential. Pesticides are like a molecular level. They are essentially antibiotics. They are antibacterial, antimicrobial specifically. So microbes, which could be, it could be bacteria, fungus, virus, microbial. It's antimicrobial. That's how it keeps the pests off of the food when it was just at one time, when it was just being sprayed. But then when you enter in the genetic modifications, the engineers who are actually modifying seeds before they even go in the soil, now they've just figured out, well, if we just put this glyphosate, if we put this pesticide into the seed, then we don't have to spray as much. So, so it's antibiotics. It's like, it's whenever somebody has a severe situation where they're in the hospital or something, they've been on high dose antibiotics, one of the first things to do is to repopulate their microbiome because their gut is completely just ruined from those antibiotics, because the antibiotic doesn't care if you're a good bacteria in the gut or a bad one. It just levels them all, but we do have in our gut good bacteria that's actually for us and exists within that ecosystem to help us with everything from how we gain weight or lose weight, how we feel, our neurotransmitters, our serotonin specifically, like all that stuff. We need those good guys to help to kind of rule that ecosystem. But when you take antibiotics, they all get wiped out. And so if you're taking a daily dose of antibiotics every time you eat food, you can see how quickly that could have deleterious effects on the health system at large. And that's just one of the issues with glyphosate. That's just one of them.
So is that what the GMO really means? They're putting the pesticide into the seed rather than actually mm-hmm. having to put the mm-hmm. pesticides on the farm because it's an extra step?
Right.
No, I had no idea.
Genetically modifying the seeds, yeah. Yeah, and then even if they're spraying less, which they're not. I mean, and there's statistics that they're pretty staggering. It's still in the air, it's still in the water because it's gotten into the groundwater. So you can wash it all day. You can you step outside and you're breathing in the glyphosate. So and there's a whole. I mean, we could do a whole lengthy show on just that alone because there's so many. There's so many elements to it that have been hidden or at least, not made the news, especially between why did Monsanto, sell to Bayer? Why did they do that? Mm-hmm. Not just for acquisition purposes, but because of the cost to continually defend themselves because they have now shown the correlation between glyphosate and cancer. And as large as that entity was, it wasn't large enough to be able to defend itself. So there's a lot of stuff in there and it's not good. So that's like always one of the first things I do with people is go, you know what? The first thing we got to do is take you out of the system, the healthcare system, by removing glyphosates from your diet.
And the glyphosates is the pesticide or is it something mm-hmm. that, okay, so that's the pesticide and that's what they stick into GMOs. So when you're saying mm-hmm. organic, then that way there's no GMOs because they use different seeds to grow them, or so they say.
Yeah, they're using more. Well, yes, that's a whole other rabbit hole. But yes, they have not been genetically engineered with the pesticide inside the DNA structure of the seed. They're more aligned with how they originally were, as far as we know. But at least they haven't been. That particular element that we know is very bad for health has not been included in the seed itself when it's an organic product. It really should be produce should be, this is fruit, this is vegetables, and then this is genetically modified vegetables, this is genetically modified fruit. But if you flip it around like that, then all of a sudden the truth comes out. Because now you go, well, I want the food the way it was originally supposed to be, not the genetically modified version, and then all of a sudden, then, like I said, the truth becomes pretty obvious to people. But if you make this organic and you make it more expensive, and then you write articles about how it's, organic is, make sure that you wash it well, or the organic certifications are just a hoax, it doesn't really mean anything. They just want you to pay more money. That is the exact opposite of what's happening. It's all marketing.
So, your extensive background and knowledge in really understanding food and food formulation and then making actual products is beyond impressive. I mean, it's obviously not listed on your website, and you shared your list of products and brands that you've developed. I mean, you make the food, like you go get all the different, and I just kind of want to put things into perspective as to how people, when they're putting their trust into a health professional in any category, on who they're going to listen to and why it's important to really understand what somebody does. I mean, because in 2021, everybody and their mother's a coach, right? So you've got coaches in every category, but everybody's a coach. Like, what do you coach? So like a lot of the times, people might want to come on the show and they send me their website or whatever, and I read it and I don't know what they do. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, you have to, especially with your health, with you're dealing with health, wellness, and fitness, you got to make sure that you really understand what makes the person that you are going to spend the time with to entrust your health decisions and the transformation of your lifestyle in. And the reason why I want to put that into perspective, people, is because there's a lot of noise. Okay. This whole platform is about eliminating the noise and making sure that you can trust the people that are part of this community. Because there's a lot out there. There's a lot of people that tell you, here's a certain diet. you can be on my plan. I'll show you how to do this. Join my group. You know, we'll lose weight together. And maybe you try it, you spend some money and it doesn't work. And that is story after story about I hear all the time. So,
and by design.
Right, right. But it, you know, but nowadays it's so easy for people just to jump on that train, meaning the people that are quote unquote the professionals that are promoting it. So you're wondering why you're not seeing the results or why. And I don't want to focus on weight loss because this has nothing to do with weight loss, which is what I was trying to differentiate with Mark and changing the idea of fitness rather to be movement, where you're seeing your own progress from, you know, how you're feeling with being able to go longer, or you can, you know, do two of them instead of one, or maybe not as much out of breath, or your back doesn't hurt as much, which is, I don't know what point you caught where I was kind of just throwing all my my full disclosures of personal issues and lack of you know, my last time I did anything was really 5 years ago, which I didn't tell you that on purpose. But there are some things that I have not shared with bot coach people because I didn't want to get yelled at. I kind of just want you to maybe talk about that just for a little bit, and the importance of aligning yourself with the right professional. And really, I mean, obviously your knowledge is extensive, but the fact that you understand how food works and what combinations of the food and the formulation. And you've been, as you mentioned, in the calm laboratories, is that what they call them? Or the factories, where they're making these products. So you actually know, and you know, some people might say, well, I signed up for this diet and the food shows up in the, in on my front doorstep, but you know, I didn't get the results. And I'm like, I don't know. That kind of sounds like God only knows what's in the food and in the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you just want to talk about that for a little bit. Cause I want people to appreciate why you are so unique at what you do and why you get the results for your clients that you do.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you bringing that up. I think it's something that's so important, especially because there are just this influx of coaches and coaching certificates. And it's interesting because the way that a coaching program becomes accredited is fascinating in and of itself, because it's like, well, who says that this is the coaching certificate that, you know, would qualify somebody to walk into someone's home or to hop on a Zoom call and help them determine what to eat. And I can say that the accreditation process should also be investigated itself, really. And then of course, and if you have through traditional schooling, well, you have to also know who writes those textbooks, you know, because if I write a textbook and it's just me, it's like my own thoughts, you know, I'm just being honest, that's going to be one book. If I'm writing a textbook because I have intention of it, it's going to help, you know, my other businesses, you know, it's going to be a different book. And so learning what one of the biggest eye-opening things to me, as I was even looking for my own mentors, as I was learning, is, well, who was authoring the textbooks that they were getting their information from? That needs to be investigated. It's really important. Probably the most, I would say, number one when it comes to establishing a health program.
Your phone's cutting in a little bit out. Before you keep going, I want to make sure people are hearing this because it's important.
Better now?
Yeah. So don't move. Don't move.
Okay. No, I won't. I won't move.
Don't move. Don't move, Joan of Arc. Stay right there with your Sharpie, Joan of Arc.
I think it's the number one and most important thing is to find people that you trust, vet them the same way. It's interesting to me how much time people spend on interviewing, you know, schools for their children, very important, hairdressers, people who do their nails, and people who do their lashes, you know, beauty things that, you know, you go at length to find the best one and you'll pay extra money for. But when it comes to diet, you'll just quickly swipe up on almost anything that is new, different, or has been promoted by somebody that is familiar. It needs to be a much lengthier process, or at least you need to find somebody that you trust that doesn't just have facts from a textbook, but lives it, breathes it, and has evidence of it in their own life. That's really important. And there's very few people. Also read what they've written, what their content. Go, you know, actually don't just look at the pictures, read what they're talking about, because you'll learn quickly if it's regurgitated, if it's just repetitive, because you would say to yourself, I've heard that before. Oh, I've heard that before. Then this is probably a coaching program versus somebody who has dug in deep because they have a passion to tell the truth and to help people get healthy. So I think that's number one, finding somebody who you can trust and designate them as your trusted advisor, the same way you would designate somebody who handles your money, the same way you would designate somebody who handles your children. That's who should be handling your health. And then help allow for them to help you, you know, choose specialists if it's medical issues, or choose diets, or choose a fitness person. That's what I do primarily, is I'm kind of, a patient advocate, consumer advocate, in which I help people go, okay, I know this person is good because I've been following them. I have a relationship with them for over 20 years. They're top of their game. They know more about the brain or about the gut than anyone I know. And then I just point them in the proper directions. This is what we should all be doing for each other, because it should matter to us all how our community is thriving or feeling, because we're all connected. But yeah, I think being in the food industry, actually being in the factories, it took my nutrition, my education in nutrition to a whole other level, because I didn't even realize that while I taught people, here's what we should be eating, here's how we should eat, I didn't realize
phone's
of
going
the
again.
Ingredients I knew. Okay. I didn't move. I promise. How about now? Are we better?
I didn't move. I promise. I hate interrupting, but if I'm hearing the back feed, I'm like, no, this is good stuff. I'm taking notes.
Okay.
Yeah, right there. Good.
Okay.
That's
so. When I'm in the factories, I started realizing there's this whole element of processing between when the ingredients come into the facility, before they get put in the bowl. Some of them have to go through what's called a process, which means it has to have an additive put into it. It has to be temp controlled, you know, some level of, you know, ingredient that is applied, chemical that is applied, and then it can go into the bowl. These ingredients, these chemicals, are not required by law to be on the label. And that was probably the most eye-opening of many eye-opening experiences that I've had in the food industry, going, oh, well, this makes sense why people think they're choosing healthy things, because it says healthy on the label, but they still don't feel well. They're still having food sensitivities because processing aids that nobody knows are in there just by simply reading the label. So it's given me an extra value add, I feel like, for my clients, because I could basically take somebody through the grocery store and tell them what processing aids have been used in order to achieve a shelf stable status. You know, why does that not need to be refrigerated until you open it? How they do that isn't in the ingredients, or, you know, bread or anything like that. So that's important information that nutritionists don't even know unless they've been in food manufacturing. Also, food manufacturing primarily is handled by food scientists, and food scientists are not dietitians and they are not nutritionists. Their job is different in that typically from the boardroom, or, you know, the CEO or the executive offices will decide, hey, we saw based on consumer trends that the keto diet is going to be trending. We need something keto, which means no sugar and high fat and, you know, medium to low protein. And they'll give those parameters to the food scientist, whatever he's, you know, maybe he or she's making a soup. I'm just making things up. They don't care how they get to those macronutrients, the fat, the carbs, and the protein. Just get there on the label, because that's what will sell. They can use whatever chemicals they want. None of that stuff matters. And that's not the goal of the food scientist. That's the goal of a dietitian or a nutritionist, but that's not, I don't know of any other food brands that employ a nutritionist or a dietitian that's like the bigger companies. I'm sure there's smaller ones, but off the top of my head, I might know of two or three others, and they're more people like me who started out in the health and wellness space and said, we have to do something about this food industry. And so they took themselves to start creating their own product that people could trust. Outside of that, it's very unusual to see a nutritionist in the factories, which matters, because you would think if you go to the grocery store and it says healthy, or let's say the grocery store itself is claiming to be a healthy grocery store, but 90% of the products in there were formulated by food scientists and not a nutritionist. How healthy are they really?
Well, I'll give a perfect example for people. And there, of course, you know where this is going. So nutritionist versus the scientist that comes out of the boardroom, that particular person is Dr. Anthony Fauci. And the nutritionist who actually knows what they're doing, someone like yourself, is more like Dr. Simone Gold with her organization. I took out my notes so I wouldn't not screw this up. America's Frontline Doctors. So would you rather listen to Dr. Simone Gold, who is a practicing doctor and an attorney, by the way? A lot of these people that do that, they do both because they're so smart. Or would you rather listen to somebody like Dr. Anthony Fauci? I would rather listen to the nutritionist rather than the board of board of directors appointed scientist that goes in and says, just make the numbers work. So that's a perspective for people to correlating our maskless March Madness month theme with health, wellness, and fitness on who you should be listening to for your own health overall. So did you like that combination there?
I love it. It's true.
I'm not making it up.
Even no mo masks is health related. We're talking fitness even in that statement. So it all ties together, and it really does change people's lives. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for that little collection of things that you've put together for March.
Well, it's important. I mean, we can take this show in any direction, and I'm sick of hearing the lies from people on television and then in the media and then going outside, like when I went to go get my hair done and then going to that restaurant where I told you the mask Nazi attacked me. And then I got another mask Nazi that was just like a rabid dog at the dry cleaner. This is insane. I said, you people have lost your mind. No wonder why don't leave the house, because you literally have lost your mind. You're not using logic. You're not following science. You're not using common sense. You're not looking at anything that is viable. You're just listening to a bunch of political propaganda from a plandemic that doesn't exist. It literally doesn't. And I said, I've got to do something. I've got to at least throw it on out there. And, you know, for the people that want to hear it and maybe jump on the train and do something to change their lives, or at least get some ammunition. So when some ass says something to you about a mask and the logic of wearing four, you have some material to throw back at them before you tell them how you really feel. You know what I mean? Facts matter, right? Thought that's what the whole thing was. Facts matter. Yeah. You know, if we're going to follow the science, let's follow the science. I mean, It just floors me that there are professionals on television. Like I heard, I love Joe Piscopo, right? He's my guy. He's like one of my virtual boyfriends. I'm only two or three left. I got broken up by Mike Adams. I told you a couple of weeks ago, he broke up with me when I found out he had a wife. It's horrible.
Sorry.
Like I told you, the four worst things that anyone can ever hear is, my wife and I. And I was like, no, he's got a wife. He's saying there's a chance. And I was like, we were dating for 4 months through his podcast. And he ruined it for me. I was like, I felt cheated on by Mr. Mike Adams. But I still did add him. He's part of our
he's the health warrior. Oh, I can't think of it. Thank you. I listen to him every day. And I found him when I started my awakening journey, when I turned off the television, opened my eyes, ripped off. Well, I never had my dirty mask on, but it sounds cool. And, you know, I had my own great awakening when I turned off Fox Business during the day and all of a sudden listening to all these other people. And I'm like, oh, my God, I had no idea. I had no idea it was this bad. I had no disconnected. I had no idea. I knew the gig was up about this stuff when it first just when it came out, I was all into it. Right. And then all of a sudden it was like, this don't make it no sense, guys. And then. Then all of a sudden you have these riots, and then all of a sudden they started leaking stuff out about all this different thing about the election. And then all of a sudden I started to have some experts on the show, and I was like, we had some off-air conversations, and the off-air conversations I can't share, but I'm just going to tell you guys, whoa, this is not what it appears to be. Okay.
No.
I started figuring that out in June. Then I started tracking the numbers for a month and a half in Arizona, and I was corresponding it with the headlines that were coming out of the various publications, including the Arizona Republic, which is the worst one on the planet. And then I started going, wait a sec. I have a chart here. I have a chart. Like, I'm spending the time doing this. And none of this stuff matches. None of this makes sense. And then, of course, now you've got this is the year where we've eliminated the flu. And people think that it's because we're wearing the mask. They said, wait, you guys, it just matters on which column you put the number. It's still there. It's just, you know, it's like, and you come from a finance world at some point where you really understand real finance, and there's checkbook math, which is yours and mine. You know, you have a certain amount of money in a bank, and then you write a check or you pay a bill, and then all of a sudden you subtract. Well, math that everybody else uses, the government and companies, you just pick a column where you want to stick it. So you don't have to worry about actually how much is in the account. Well, it's the same thing with how they track the statistics of who has what. So it's just what column do you want to put it in? So if you take it out of the flu column and you stick it in the COVID column, all of a sudden overnight, we'd had no flu this year. That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard come out of somebody who calls themselves a doctor or a professional where they actually agreed with it.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing. No one has any credibility anymore. When I heard it today. And the reason I wasn't saying that I don't like Joe Piscopo, but he had a doctor on, and I listened to this guy for like 5 minutes, and I was like, my ears are bleeding because it's 100% lies. And unless you take the time to find the alternative sources, like the stuff we talk about on our show and platform, people are buying into that and they think that that's real. And just like you, if they're not listening to someone like you, and I'm kind of going on a rant here, but I'm on my patriotic soapbox for a second. So just bear with me. I'm wrapping it up. You know, I get it. It's one, we got to wrap this up. You're coming back on Thursday. So, you know, it's what was I saying? Oh, now I lost my train of thought. Maybe that was planned.
If they're not looking for somebody that, or listening to somebody who has the truth, then, you know,
then they don't know. They're going to buy into that bag of lies, you know, just like I said with you. If they're not listening to somebody who really understands all of these different things that you shared today, that I would say all but like two things I did not know. And you and I have had some conversations about this. So that's even new stuff that I didn't know. And of course, I know nothing about this whole industry, health, wellness, and fitness at all. So I come as like Linda Rowan. When I said I was going to ask kindergarten questions, I'm talking kindergarten questions. I mean, even a kindergartner probably knows about more than I do in this category. But the information you shared, I had no idea. So
people don't.
It's why
nobody does.
No, they have negative idea. It's like the opposite. It's like, you know, it's not that I don't know. It's like I've been so misinformed that you have to take away the misinformation and then put on the knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to clean up the person and then get them to ground zero and then start putting on the good stuff. You know what I mean? You got to clean up all this mess.
Yeah, it's to. I have
so
a lot
a janitor.
Of a lot of things. Yeah,
you're a janitor too.
Half the beginning of the programs that I write is cleaning things up, or at least shifting, you know, back to more of like what is true. I think the hardest thing too is that people have I believe that most people are good, and it's hard when you just are a genuine person and you care about others in general to believe that. Why would somebody put poison in people's food. Why would they do that? It's so hard to wrap their minds around that that's happening. That's like step one. You have to remember, all of this is business. If you know business,
yes.
And I know a lot of people that listen to your show are entrepreneurs, or they own businesses, or they're in the business industry. Just from a very non, you know, poisonous potential. Let's say you're selling boxes. You know, if you want to stay open, you have to have a margin. If you want to grow, you have to have a different margin. And if you want to scale and become global, and be like the number one box seller of all time, you have to have a completely different margin. This is the discussions in the boardrooms when it comes to your food. Boxes non-poisonous. Food poisonous. It's not that they were trying to poison people. They're trying to make a lot of money. And I think it's helpful when you remove that. It's not hard to believe, because when you go, oh yeah, well, I would try to make a lot of money too. It's at least easier to go, okay, yes, these people are not looking out for me. And you can tell by who's looking out for you and who's not, based on, you know, what their motivations are. What would motivate them to do something? Somebody like the doctor, Robin Gold, you mentioned, she has a lot to lose. She has a lot to, why would she go on to talk about these things if they weren't true? What would be the motivation for that?
Well, they arrested her.
Cares about
they arrested
people.
Her.
Yeah. So
they, not only did they shut her down on social media, they mm-hmm. arrested her and threatened to take her medical license. So just food for thought, total segue, and I'll let you finish what you were saying for people that are listening. Yeah. Anybody that's been shut down for censorship on social media in any of the categories that have been happening over the past couple months, those are actually the people that are telling the truth. And those are the people that you should pay attention to, because they don't want the 11 bigs. They don't want you to know the information because it actually is true, or it will help you. I mean, because if there was really if it's a solution, why would anyone not want to solve a problem? The point is, they don't want to solve a problem. They don't want to solve the problem. They don't want you to know what things are happening. I mean, that is
they
almost like all of it. It's common sense 101, because there, you know, you say vaccine on the air, or, well, I think I'm being censored on Apple Podcasts right now, because I can see the numbers don't make any sense. But it is what it is. The hell with them. And, oh, one thing real quick before I forget. And I'm going to share this on social media. I don't know. Then I'll probably get censored. I don't care. They come after me. They come after. That's why I'd only post stuff about the show. I can't really do write-ups. I can't really say a lot about it. So that's why I don't tell everybody what's in it. Just know that once you listen to this, you're going to get all this crap stuck in between everything in the segments, where we're just jamming stuff in between each of the guests and the intros and the exits. Because if I told it in a post, then they would shut me down, or put me on a hold, or put me in Facebook jail or anything like that they normally do.
Right.
So that's why I don't put it in the post or that, because I have to bury it in the mix. But you know that you're going to get all this juicy stuff once you just listen to the damn show. But what I thought this was fascinating, and I've not shared this with anybody. One in time then, or when I had, when you go into Apple Podcasts, and you have to do it from, I'm on a PC, and I know this is taking longer, but I think it's pretty symbolic of what's going on. And that's why I'm sharing it for those who are still hanging in there with us. So when you go on to, because I know you have an iPhone. I don't have an iPhone. I don't have a fancy iPhone. I have a Galaxy 8 Note. And I took the big one so that way you could see it without wearing glasses. So when you go into Apple, or you go on an Apple podcast, it says, you know, do you want to go and listen to an Apple podcast or iTunes? But what happens when you refresh the screen, it's crazy. When you refresh the screen, where it comes up, where it actually says the description for the show, it'll have the date. It flips it into Chinese. It literally flips it into Chinese. And I happened to catch it when I, you know, because I'm doing 10 different things, and I'm not, you know, I just happened to catch it, and I went, was that Chinese? So I did it again, and I went, oh my God, this is insane. So I did it a couple more times. And once you try to take that snippet or the screenshot, I ended it at the point where I did it. Well, I spent like 10 or 20 minutes on it, because I'm like, I've got to get it, because you've got to get it right at the right moment where you click the button and you click the refresh where it captures it so you could do a screenshot. So if someone, because I didn't think people would believe me, and I finally got it. I went, oh my God. And then I looked it up. I actually looked it up, and it is the date in Chinese. So it really is real Chinese letters. So I'm thinking to myself, if that is some sort of a little glitch where it kind of, oops, snuck out and revealed itself, you know, like a 2020 error that somebody did on the back end. They didn't realize it. That means there's other Chinese stuff in here. Okay. There's other things connected to Chinese. Otherwise, I've never seen the text of something flip into Chinese when I refresh the button. So I'm just saying, people.
Wow.
This is much bigger than what you're thinking. So the censorship, the CCP, the joke of an admin, all the 11 bigs, the election stuff, the stuff we're talking about today, and the big pharma and the GMOs and the non-GMOs and all that. So you might think that a lot of this stuff is crazy, or some of these people are like, you know, they're talking about the Great Reset, they're talking about this, they're talking about that. It is like, boom, there's plans, they've had papers where you just have to read it, and they almost give everything except for the exact same date. So just please do me a favor, open your eyes, everybody, and just literally rip off the mask. You're hurting yourself. You know, we talked about the bacterial pneumonia, 1918, most 50 million people died from bacterial pneumonia. It was caused by the masks. And who wrote the paper in 2008 about it? Dr. Fauci.
I know, it's so wild.
Listen to episode 126. You'll get some more information from Clay Clark about this whole plandemic, episode 126. So, Wendy, finish. I know we got to go. You're coming back Thursday.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more specifics about my little plan here. But I really wanted the audience to understand more about who you are, why you're so special, and why you're so different than the rest of these people that are out there that are claiming to do something similar. So anything else that you want to bring up or plug, website, anything else that you want to share before you come back on Thursday?
Just if anybody has any questions and are in this moment wondering who can they trust, just that the reason that I do what I do is to give people freedom and to feel awesome. That is the only reason I do what I do, because I know how it feels to be about to die, and I know how it feels to be better than ever, and I want that for everyone. I want people to feel better than ever. So if you're not sure who to trust, please email me, and I will give you a list. I will gladly point you in the directions of people that I have spent over 20 years knowing personally, following, researching at length, who know what they're talking about and who have done it well, and they are consistent. Their message doesn't change because the trends change, and that's important. So please don't feel like you're alone in this. Don't feel overwhelmed by this conversation. Know that you have people, specifically Michelle, who's willing to spend every day in the middle of the day on, you know, the show, giving the truth to people. I mean, we're all really just trying to figure out along the way. We're all kind of just walking together home. So in the process, don't feel overwhelmed. You have advocates, including me. So please don't hesitate to email me. You can contact me on my website, and we can start with that. And then we'll get into some more things on Thursday.
Gotta give your website.
It's WendyMichelle.com. Wendy with an I, Michelle with two L's, .com.
And we're not going to hold that against your mom. That's okay.
I think she's listening. I think she's listening today. So.
Well, I told you, her and I are going to talk about her spelling issues, but that's fine. Maybe she was, you would think that she would be saving the ink so you could draw on your other arm with the Sharpie.
Right.
But all right. I don't know. Lots of silent letters makes no sense to me. So I know we totally went long, and I just wanted people to understand that these Tuesdays and Thursday shows are a little bit more serious than the five guests with a lot more zingers and you know, breaking news and facts and me bashing Mayor Corruption County and Doug Ducey and all the rest of the elected elite and bad politicians and current events and, you know, tidbits of information and trying to share some quotes and something of inspiration. So I figured Tuesdays and Thursdays, totally different format, a couple of all-stars who really can bring it home and do a deep dive on real good information where, you know, for who cares to listen and who wants to listen and who wants to share with their friends who are looking for, you know, some resources they can really trust and make a big change in their life, you know, meaning, you know, really changing it. Not saying, oh, I'm going to jump on, you know, the New Year's resolution train. I mean, maybe making those real changes where it's part of your lifestyle and it becomes that habit, you know, the 21 days, that's why we're doing 31
I'm a big proponent of falling off the wagon. It just happens. It just happens. I can't even tell you how many times that I've done it this year already, but I said, can't do it anymore. I'm not getting any younger. I'm already noticing some things that's happened in the past couple of weeks that are different than the, when I'm like, oh, we're embarking on the next journey, guys. I don't even want to bring this up, but yeah, we're headed there. We open up another chapter. So, and I know that other people are going through that, and I don't want you to listen to people that are lying to you. I can't listen to it anymore myself. It's crazy. So if I can help in any way, I will. And that's why I keep dragging along these awesome all-star partners like Wendy and Mark to help with that journey. So Wendy, you'll be back on the Thursday, and we'll take it a little bit deeper there. But yeah, like, people are wondering why are we not laughing and giggling so much like we do during the other shows? These are a little bit different. Okay. These are a little bit more intimate. We're going to get to know the partners, and really you're going to hear their true content of why they are so good at that they do, and why they are the all-stars, and why they are the true professionals. This isn't a game, guys. This is real life. Especially your health. It's important to make sure you know the truth. It's all about the truth. All right. So I'm going to end it. All right. You good? Did you want to share anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Excited about Thursday already, and just thankful for the time. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Well, that was Miss Wendy Michelle, the Precision Wellness Warrior, food formulator, passionate inventor. Wow. Let's learn it all together. And now we know the cleanup expert, AKA the janitor. So I got to come up with a name for the janitor. There's another J for janitor. I'll work on that by the time we come around on Thursday. So we'll add another celebrity name to her list. And of course, earlier we were talking with Mark Zimmerman. We're doing the exercise program Ripped 30, which we're going to add to our platform, which is going to be on our marketplace later today. Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, where 2-20% of all of your purchases are donated to our nonprofit partners serving vets, pets, and kids. You're going to be hearing about that on every show, everybody, because some of our partners have their products on there. Even though Mike Adams, which I mentioned, is no longer my boyfriend, my virtual boyfriend, his company's products, which are all sourced, I believe most of them are in the United States, but they don't have the chemicals in them. And we started ordering from him recently. And of course, my buddy Suzanne Summers, she's on there. That's where I'm getting my vitamin D and my zinc from. And she gives a discount and she donates 15%. So somebody had asked me, one of the partners last week said, Shel, you have so much energy. I said, oh, it's like that all the time. And I'm like, oh, actually, maybe I should share everybody some of the products that I'm actually taking as to why I might have some of that energy, which is all on the marketplace. So we're going to start talking about that. And you know this, I hate this topic, but health, wellness, and fitness. And I think, you know what I think? I was listening. I didn't get a chance to listen back to the show, but when I was plugging the health, wellness, and fitness yesterday, and I was pretending to be so excited about it, but I was sarcastic. You could tell that I was putting on a little bit of a show. I think multiple times I said health, wealth, and fitness because I'm so more into marketing and business and money that wellness and me aren't even on the same page. So as I was actually reading it, I couldn't even read wellness. I was reading wealth. So yeah, if I can change, guys, you can do this too. It's not hard. Well, it is hard, but we don't have a choice because otherwise we're going to be miserable in pain, be ugly, and we won't be able to use Sharpies on ourselves, and we won't be around for the people that want, for the things that we're supposed to do on this planet, and for the people that actually need for us to do those things, and the people that actually care about us, and we don't need to die early. But anyway, so a special thank you to both of our partners and all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their info and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything is under that Take Action tab and the Marketplace tab. You will see that everything's connected. So if you're on one, you're going to get wrapped around to all the other stuff so you can find it. Don't forget tomorrow, the 10th, out in Queen Creek, Mike Lindell and the AZ, We the People AZ Alliance free event from 6 to 9 on the Take Action tab. Look at the Arizona section and there's a page, AZ Live, Partners and Patriots tab, and Take Action. You'll find everything's right there. I try to make it easy. Tune in tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th. My God, it's already the 10th of March at 12 p.m. for our regular episode. Okay. And that's the partners Purpose-Driven Partners. 5 guests, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaways. Much faster show. I promise I'll keep it in a minute. Oh, my God, it's 1:30. I got to go. And I've taken away too much. I hope somebody learned something today. Hope somebody learned something. And hopefully you're awake. So go take some action. Listen to 171. Get your pen and paper out. It's time. If I can do these silly exercises and change my attitude, you guys can do it too. So tune in tomorrow for another Nooner of motivation, information, inspiration, and of course, entertainment. Now go make it a great day because you deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.